Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some Extension news and list all the upcoming activities through K-State Extension, like the Cow-Calf School, February 19th. But first, on behalf of the McPherson County Extension Office, we would like to wish you and your family happy holidays and a happy new year. We have lots to look forward to in 2026. For our livestock producers, producers have been able to find positives in the livestock market prices all year and leading into 2026. And for our farmers, everyone has to be happy with the moisture here in central Kansas. However, we know that the commodity prices will need to come up to see profits in 2026. Here at K-State Extension, we look forward to serving your needs. Please continue to use the Extension as a source of unbiased information to help you in all your daily needs. We are excited about K-State Agriculture Innovation Initiative that is focused on building the capacity of K-State with new infrastructure to support students, faculty, and agricultural industry in Manhattan and around the state. This approach will help continue to elevate K-State in helping solve agriculture challenges facing our citizens. This includes a new Animal Science Event Center in Manhattan, which bears the name of its new facility, the Dwayne Walker Family TJ Quarter Horse Arena. Also, Weber and Call Hall renovations are due to be completed in August of 2026. A new Global Center for Grain and Food and a new Agronomy Research and Innovation Center is currently being worked on near campus. Altogether, this will be the largest single investment in agriculture at K-State, and we are proud to be part of this exciting effort. In my ag news, the current calendar year is ending, and this is a great time for individuals and organizations to reflect back on the events of the past 12 months. The value of reflection within the organization or business drastically increases if it is used as a tool to evaluate not only where the organization has been, but also where it's headed. Remember, reflection can bring out positives and help us delete the negatives so we can make changes so they don't happen again. In my farming news, the Kansas Corn and Soybean Agronomy Series is coming in January to Newton and is sponsored by the Kansas Soybean and Kansas Corn. With inputs from growers, the traditional corn and soybean schools have been retooled into a fresh, fast-paced agronomy series designed to prepare growers to meet today's challenges and opportunities. The day will feature a powerful lineup with top private sector and university experts who will share insights on managing crop diseases, fertility management, herbicide strategies, markets, crop insurance, and ag programs. This session is offered at no cost to the growers. Sessions begin at 9 a.m. and will wrap up by mid-afternoon. Certified crop advisor and commercial pesticide applicator credits will also be available. So save the date of January 8th in Newton at the Wild Prairie Event Center for the Kansas Corn and the Kansas Soybean Series. If you have any questions about it, you can call me at my office. And in my horticulture news, each year, starting in January, the Master Gardeners and Friends host educational programs which are open to all horticulture enthusiasts in our community. Each month on the fourth Thursday, starting at 7 p.m., held at the McPherson County Extension Office, we have invited horticultural specialists to come in and present an educational program covering topics that are important to our area. The first 2026 program will be January 22nd. In more Extension news, please plan now to attend the Winners McPherson County Annual Cow-Calf School, February 19th at the 4-H building here in McPherson. You will not want to miss this year's program and the Kansas City Steak Supper. More details will follow, but remember to RSVP here at the Extension office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1000. 1523 with any of your ag questions.